This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And in studio is Darius Lannis. He is an East Baton Rouge Parish School Board member. And there's much to talk about regarding education in our city and in our state. 877-217-5757 is your number to talk to Darius Lannis. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And thank you all for having me on this morning. I almost wanted to tell you to keep playing the music, man. I love that song.
Well, Darius, you were elected a few years ago, and obviously we have a few challenges in our community regarding education, and that was a big part of the St. George movement. What do you think about what's happened there? Is that going to be a game changer?
Well, I think it's an interesting dynamic, and I do, in fact, think it's going to be a game changer. I think that if we are not proactive, not only as a board but also as a system, thinking about the impacts that it's going to have not only on our school system but our students and our families, then I think we're going to put ourselves at an even bigger disadvantage if we don't try to get in front of those things early on. I know, typically the way these things work is that people are more reactive when you have these types of adverse things that come before us. But now we're in a state where we can't afford to be reactive anymore. We need to be more proactive.
Well, there is a search underway for a new superintendent of schools in East Baton Rouge Parish. How's that going?
It's going very well. It was a bit of a controversy at first, but what I can say is this has been the most transparent search that we have seen in years, and I would love to make the biggest thing that we want to make sure is that the community has a voice in all of this like never before. Oftentimes people feel as though a lot of things happen behind closed doors where their voices are not necessarily heard, and when we are having these meetings they feel like there's not enough being addressed. So with this new search and with our upcoming community meetings, we urge the public to please come out, voice your concerns, and let us know what is it that you want to see happen within our school district, and also what is it that you want to see happen with our new superintendent as we go through the finalization of our search.
How much can a superintendent do as one person for or against progress in education?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think the superintendent is possibly the second most important position in our city behind the mayor, president of East Baton Rouge Parish, because they set forth everything that is educationally speaking in the parish of East Baton Rouge. Also, when you think about our future workforce development, when you think about business, business collaborations, all of those things have to cycle through our school system. And if we don't have a workforce that is prepared to take on the needs of tomorrow, then it puts us all at a disadvantage across the city as well as across the parish.
877-217-5757 is your number for Darius Lannis, East Baton Rouge Parish School Board member. And a listener asks about the involvement with Lane Grigsby in many races. Was he involved? Was he a supporter of yours?
No, he wasn't.
He was not.
No.
But he has been a person who has dabbled in a lot of races, including some school board races in East Baton Rouge Parish. Is that anything that is worthy of concern, or is this just the way politics goes in our state?
What I will say is, and if you don't know the history of Louisiana, we have the most convicted politicians of any other state in the United States of America. So to say that is not ingrained in a lot of the things that we do around our state, I mean, of course, it's a shame, but those things typically happen. What I can say is that it has no place in our next superintendent search, and it has no place with our board. I do think that people should be more cognizant of our races, and this is the reason why people have to be engaged around what is happening around election season. You cannot just go off of word of mouth if somebody tells you just to simply go and vote for someone. You have to go out and do that research on your own. It doesn't take long. It'll take you maybe 5 to 10 minutes to figure out where money is coming from, who is supporting races, and those are the ways that we can begin to engage ourselves but also educate ourselves.
Now, education is an issue in the governor's race. The governor is backed by the teacher unions, and his opponent is backed by industry and people who, of course, are in favor of vouchers and charter schools and things like that. How do you see the governor's race and its impact on education in our state?
I think it's going to be a huge impact. First thing I can say is that I applaud the governor, Governor John Bel Edwards, for several reasons. One, I applaud him for finally getting the bill passed so that we can begin to give our teachers the money that they so rightfully deserve. Louisiana has been well below where teachers should be getting paid. When you look on a national scale as well as a regional scale, we were making about $7,000 less than every other state in this region, and not just nationally speaking. So I would say I think that that was really, really big for our teachers, and it wasn't just for teachers, it was for support staff also. But I think now our local districts have to do the same thing. We have to up the ante. We have to go out and try to find where we can get dollars to get back to those educators, whether we're putting aside of the classroom directly by making sure that they have classroom supplies and things of that nature, or making sure that our students are adequately equipped to be educated in this 21st century.
Now, a listener notes that Mark Bauer's story in the Advocate today, front page, early voting opens with record turnout, particularly in the urban areas where education, of course, is a huge issue. It's an issue everywhere, but we have a constant conversation about it. Is there anything to be made of the fact that at least for the first day, a lot more people were voting in the runoff for governor than they did in the primary?
I'll say yes, it is. And this is why it's big, because oftentimes when you talk about elections and you talk about the demographics that are within those urban communities, and if we're going to speak directly to it, it's with the black community. Oftentimes people say that the black community does not necessarily come back out and vote after they have a primary, but they have shown that they are very engaged and interested in this particular election. And I'll be honest, I think it's probably because of all of the attraction that has come to our state due to the president and the vice president coming down and supporting one of the candidates. I think that that's been, I won't say a distraction, but what it has been, it has caused a lot of interest. And because of that, it has caused a lot more people to be more involved and engaged in what's particularly taking place right now.
877-217-5757 for Darius Lannis, East Baton Rouge Parish, a school board member. Andrew in Mid-City. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Fine.
How you doing, Andrew?
All right, doing well. Hey, I had a question. I was wondering, because I know I heard a lot about the budget cuts that was coming to EBR schools this upcoming year and whatnot, yet you guys still allowed for charter school funding. So I was just kind of wondering if you could give me some insight on that. Like, why are we funding charter schools and still having to cut budgets for EBR schools?
Okay, thank you for that question, Andrew. And I think that's a really good question for several reasons. One, I think there's a lot of misinformation about charters in East Baton Rouge Parish, and I just want it to be understood. I'm somebody that is pro-education. So to me, I don't argue with a parent, or I don't go back and forth with a parent about where they should send their child, because the parent should have that deciding factor, should be the deciding factor as to where they want to send their child. But what I will say is that in East Baton Rouge Parish, we have only authorized about 10 charter schools. But in the entire parish as a whole, we have about 29 to 30 charter schools. The rest of those charter schools are authorized by the state. So let's say a charter school comes before East Baton Rouge Parish School Board and we turn them down or we deny them. They can then in turn go back to the state and still be approved. And those dollars that would still come to our school district can still be taken away. And I think that was a lot of the discussion that happened with the last charter school, the last group of charters that were recently approved. But what I can tell you is, out of this, we have passed the most comprehensive charter school policy in the entire state. Our policy is stronger, or it has more strength than the current Bessie policy, because we upped the ante when we talked about accountability. You can no longer be a D or an F charter school in East Baton Rouge Parish if we authorize you. Otherwise, you will be shut down. And I think that needs to be the resounding message around the state, is that we have to up the ante. And it's not just for charter schools, because we have about 40 failing district schools right now in East Baton Rouge Parish. So we have to up the ante all around the board when we talk about accountability, because we cannot afford to allow our children to fail, and we cannot afford to continuously waste taxpayer dollars when they are paying us to make sure that we are the main governmental entity for education in the city.
So you're okay with charter schools?
I have no problem with them as long as they are quality schools. Now, let me explain what I mean. Just recently, we approved a school which is known as the Helix Aviation School. When we approved this school, they had the approval of Baton Rouge City Government. They had the approval of the Army Air Force Reserve. They had the approval of Baton Rouge Community College, and they also had the approval of Gulf Coast Aviation. So these kids are going to wake up every single morning and go to school on our airport's campus. That is innovation that we've never seen before. And as when I tell you the night it was approved, people were already interested in it because a lot of teachers started saying, I want to be involved in something like this. A lot of parents said they want to be involved in something like this. So what I'm saying is that not that we should flood our district out with charters, but I'm saying that we need quality schools. And when charters like that come about, then we should definitely make an attempt to make sure that we offer those types of opportunities for our kids.
Jim and Walker, good morning. You're on the air with Darius Lannis.
Well, hi. Let's talk about Eddie Rasponi's financial connection to charter schools and how he's making money out of them and how he did a really good job, you know, packing the Bessie board with pro-charter school members.
Do you know anything about that?
I have no idea about that. You know, I'm not in any way connected to candidate Eddie Rasponi's campaign.
Jim, are you talking about Eddie Rasponi or Lane Grigsby or both?
Eddie Rasponi.
Okay.
He is getting massive tax credits, from charter schools. It's the reason why he supports them so much.
But there are people who support charter schools, of course, are on the other side of the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. And in New Orleans, the whole city's full of charter schools. Do you think it's working, though?
I will say, based on the data that we looked at, and I'm not going to say that the decisions that Orleans Parish School Board made are absolutely all the right decisions, because I'm not on that board and I don't know all the ins and outs of the politics that happen within cities like New Orleans. But what I can say is that if you look at the data, pre-Hurricane Katrina, almost every single school in New Orleans was failing. That is a fact. After that, that's when you start to see a lot of those things begin to change, when they start to try to change a lot of the dynamics, such as the Recovery School District and the state getting more involved.
Well, thank you, Darius Lannis. Let's do this again soon. You're a good guest.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Full of energy, this man who's a comer in Louisiana politics. We'll be back after this quick timeout.
Thank you.